This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. South Africa's leader went to Johannesburg's Soweto Township on Sunday to view badly damaged shopping centers where people were trampled to death in rioting sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 212 people have died in South Africa's unrest, many trampled to death when shops were looted. More than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism. President Cyril Ramaphosa toured the Indofaya Mall in the Meadowlands part of Soweto, where at least 10 people died during looting. The unrest erupted earlier this month when Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. He had defied a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry investigating allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. The protests quickly escalated to a week-long spree of violence. It was South Africa's worst rioting since the country achieved majority-rule democracy in 1994. Thanking the community volunteer groups helping to clean up the debris at the shopping mall, Ramaphosa, speaking in the Zulu language, reiterated his pledge that those who plotted the rioting would be brought to justice. Ramaphosa spoke on the anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, whose election in 1994 marked the end of South Africa's brutal apartheid regime of white minority rule. To honor Mandela, many South Africans on Sunday did acts of community service. Thai police used tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets on Sunday as they tried to stop protesters from marching on the office of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in that demonstration. From Washington,